You are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, community radio for Boulder, the Front Range, and everyone who's smart enough to find the frequency. It's time now for Shultagale, the World of the Celts.
Shultagale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Support comes from Caddis Collaborative, architects who consider community, sustainability, and carbon neutrality at every phase of design and construction. More information at caddispc.com.
The KGNU Community Radio app helps you stay in the know with news updates sent directly to your phone and access to programs like The Morning Magazine, BBC World News, Public Affairs, and more. You'll never miss a story. Download the app for free on iOS and Android.
last two tunes I played was Mary from Maru, and the reel was the Green Gates.
Mae'n dau fri yn hedfan, a rawel fwy na fwy na was my pride and my joy.
Selling an unwanted vehicle can be a hassle, but donating it to KGNU couldn't be easier. Simply provide a clean title, and we'll take care of the pickup and donation receipt. To get started, call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or visit kgnu.org.
Support comes from Sunshine Home Share Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
Welcome to Shulte Gale on KGNU. For the next hour, we'll be listening to Celtic music. I'm your host. My name is Fergus. I'll be with you until the end. We began the program with Felix Doran on the bagpipes, and he played, as he told you, Mary of Morrough and The Green Gate. It's from an album of old, really old Irish music. And then a contemporary player of older and more contemporary Irish music, Sharon Shannon, the great accordionista, gave us Tickle Her Leg. I always loved that tune. And then we moved over to Wales,
And the lovely pop-inflected voice of Mary Hopkin, she actually did have a song on the charts back in the mid-60s, sung in English. And here she sung the song Adarian Wood, Adarian Lewid, which is it means gray bird, or the sparrow. We heard Mary Hopkin from that. Wales is known for singers, but even more than that, they're known for getting whole bunches of singers together. The Welsh, sure, they could talk about their rugby team, but it's the fortunes are up and down. But they're always ready to get together, as many of them as they can, in as big a church as they can, and sing Welsh hymns. And so we heard from Gabanfa Trefors, Trefors, actually, which means a get-together, a big get-together of singing Welsh in the town of Trefors. And we heard Cwm Rhondda, one of the great Welsh hymns, sung by, oh, probably a few hundred Welsh singers. They also really love their local male and female and mixed choirs, but really the what replaces the enthusiasm that people in America have for their local football team, it's the enthusiasm for their local church male choir. And often, you know, they walk to rehearsals because it's really a neighborhood kind of thing. And again, they take great pride and sort of town pride in their choir. And there are, in fact, competitions. There are choral competitions around Wales. Well, anyway, moving back to Ireland, and as much as choral singing is a hallmark of the Welsh, harp playing and singing is a hallmark of Irish culture. And we heard Mary O'Hara playing her harp and singing I Will Walk With My Love. That's what I've been saying to myself for the last 6 months or so, and it's finally coming to pass, I'm glad to say. That Mary O'Hara from a double CD called 40 Traditional Songs on H&H Music. And then a group called Triur, which includes Petter O'Riordan on a keyboard instrument, a concertina and accordion and so on, although he also plays piano and organ. Martin Hayes on the violin, and boy, the name always kind of gets to me. Cowen. Well, never mind. Three guys, two fiddles, and an accordion. And we heard Petter O'Riordan's composition, John the Rookery. It's about a neighbor of his, someone who farms just across the river from him, named John the Rookery O'Riordan. And his middle name apparently is the Rookery. He was a great font of Irish language and culture and ancient wisdom. He was unfortunately killed in a car wreck, and so Petter wrote the tune about him, John the Rookery.
I'm going to sing on Raglan Road. It was written by Paddy Kavanagh from County Monaghan. He lived in Dublin for most of his life. I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to give it a best shot on Raglan Road. On Raglan Road of an autumn day I saw her first at new. That her dark hair would weave a snare that I might one day rule. I saw the danger and I passed along enchanted way, and I said, let grief be far. Arden, Grafton Street in November. We took lightly along of a deep ravine where Queen of Hearts still making tarts, and I'm not making hay. Oh, my love too much, and my side. To do a tribute, as we all know, to Luke Kelly.
I am a rambling hacker boy that loves the Shamrock Shoal. My name is Pat McDonald and my years are 84. Beloved and well respected by me neighbours one and all. On St. Patrick's Day, I love to stray round Lavey and Grouse Hall. When I was young, I danced and sung and drank good whisky too. in each he been shop that sold the drop of the rare old mountain dew. With the potsheen still in every hill, the peeler had no call. Round sweet Stradone I am well known, round Lavey and Grouse Hall. I rambled round from town to town, for haggling was me trade. None can deny, I think, that I an honest living made. Where'er I'd stay, be it night or day, the youth would always call. For to have some crack with Paddy Jack, the hector from Grouse Hall. I think it's strange how times have changed so very much of late. Coercion now is all the row and the peeler on the beat. To take your glass is now, alas, the greatest crime of all. Since Balfour placed at Hungry Base the sergeant from Grouse Hall. This busy tool of Castle Rule, he'll travel night and day. He'll seize a goat all by the throat for want of better prey. The dirty skunk, he'll swear you're drunk, though none you took at all. There is no peace about the place since he came to Grouse Hall. He haunts the lake just like a plague, and sad for to relate. The priest can't be in Sunday free, the mass to celebrate. There he'll kneel encased in steel, prepared for duty's call. For to assail and drag to jail our clergy from Grouse Hall. Down into hell he'll run pell-mell and hunt for parching there. And won't be loath to swear an oath was made in killing care. He'll search your bed from foot to head, sheets, blankets, teak and all. And your wife undressed must leave the nest for Jimmy from Grouse Hall. Thank God the day's not far away when home rule will be seen. And brave Parnell at home will dwell and shine in College Green. Our policemen will all be there in our nation's choice and all. And old Balfour's pack will get the sack and be banished from Grouse Hall. Come old and young, fill up your lungs and sing this little song. Come join with me and let them see you all resent the wrong. And while I live, I'll always give a prayer for his downfall. And when I die, I don't deny I'll haunt him from Grouse Hall.
Thank you.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street as of April 1st, and open daily from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Miller & Harrison, a law firm that provides assistance to people charged by the state with committing an offense and assistance to those injured by the fault of another. Located at Broadway and Mapleton in Boulder, more information can be found at millerandharrison.com or by calling 303-449-2830.
Well, the end of the last set, we played a composition by Petter Oriada, John the Rookery. What we just now heard on the harpsichord, yes, the traditional Irish traditional harpsichord. Sean Oriada, one of the really, you can't name any one person, I think, more responsible for the reawakening of interest in among the Irish in Irish traditional music than Sean Oriada, who for many years was the music director of the Abbey Theatre in Dublin, and who also formed a group, Ceiltorí Cualann, which performed traditional Irish music and which kind of morphed into the Chieftains, one of Ireland's certainly leading performers of Irish trad music. And so Sean Oriada was the father of Petter Oriada, the composer of John the Rookery, the tune that ended the first set. And we heard from him the traditional Irish tune, The Fair-Haired Maiden, from an album called Oriada's Farewell. That was just now. But going back to the beginning of that set, the singer Brian Roebuck put on a concert and recorded it in tribute to one of, really one of Ireland's most beloved folk singers, Luke Kelly, who played banjo and sang with the Dubliners for many years. He died in about 1980 or so, but is still fondly remembered. And Brian Roebuck even put two banjos in the band for this concert because of the way the Dubliners orchestrated their sound. And we heard Brian singing On Ragland Road. Followed that with Eddie Clark, a different sort of singer. He's actually best known for his harmonica playing and, in fact, recorded extensive harmonica work also in of traditional tunes. But he was always known somewhat for singing and was very interested in singing. And so in his old age, he sang for us The Hackler from Grouse Hall. Something that's not often heard, I guess you could say. And then we ended the set with The Fair-Haired Maiden. You're listening to KGNU. It's Shelter Gale. We've got one more set to go, and coming up at 8 o'clock this evening will be Musica Mundi, Music of the World. Now, ever since I made a trip to Norway about 15 years ago, I discovered there that they like to eat pickled herring for breakfast. I thought it looked kind of gross at first, but I tried some, and my life was changed. I've had it for breakfast every morning since. And so I'm going to bring for you this song from Ewan McCall, the great Scots singer and songwriter. From his album Black and White, here is the old traditional tune, Shoals of Herring.
With our nets and gear we're faring on the wild and wasteful ocean. It's there on the deep that we harvest and reap our bread as we hunt the bonny shoals of herring. Oh, it was a fine and a pleasant day out of Yarmouth Harbour I was faring, as a cabin boy on a sailing lugger, for to go and hunt the shoals of herring. Oh, the work was hard and the hours were long, and the treatment sure it took some bearing. There was little kindness and the kicks were many as we hunted for the shoals of herring. Oh, we fished the sward and the broken bank. I was cook and I'd a quarter sharing, and I used to sleep standing on my feet and I dream about the shoals of herring. Well, we left the home grounds in the month of June, and to Canny Shields we soon was bearing, with 100 crown of the silver darlings that we'd taken from the shoals of herring. Now you're up on deck, you're a fisherman, you can swear and show a manly bearing. Take your turn on watch with the other fellas while you're following the shoals of herring. In the stormy seas and the living gales, just to earn your daily bread you're daring. From the Dover Straits to the Faroe Islands, while you're following the shoals of herring. Well, I earned me keep and I paid me way, and I earned the gear that I was wearing. Sailed 1,000,000 miles, caught 10,000,000 fishes. We was following the shoals of herring.
My song for you this evening, it's not to make you sad, nor for adding to the sorrows of our troubled northern land. But lately I've been thinking and it just won't leave my mind. I'll tell you of two friends one time who were both good friends of mine. Isaac Scott from Baina, he lived just across the fields. Great man for the music and the dancing and the reels. MacDonald came from South Armagh to court young Agnes Fair. And we'd often meet on the Ryan Road and laughter fill the air. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. Now Isaac, he was Protestant and Sean was Catholic born, but it never made a difference, for the friendship it was strong. And sometimes in the evening when we heard the sound of drums, we said it won't divide us, we always will be one. For the ground our fathers plowed in, the soil it is the same, And the places where we say our prayers have just got different names. We talked about the friends who died, we hope there'll be no more. It's little then we realize the tragedy in store. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. It was on a Sunday morning when the awful news came round. Another killing had been done just outside Camlet Town. We knew that Isaac danced up there, we knew he liked the band. But when we heard that he was dead, we just could not understand. We gathered at the graveside on a cold and rainy day. The minister, he closed his eyes, if no revenge he prayed. And all of us who knew him from along the Ryan Road bowed our heads and we said a prayer for the resting of his soul. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people. Now fear had filled the countryside, there was fear in every home. Late at night a car came prowling around the Ryan Road. A Catholic would be killed tonight to even up the score. Oh Christ, it's young MacDonald that they've taken from the door. Isaac was my friend, he cried, he begged them with his tears. The centuries of hatred have ears that cannot hear. An eye for an eye, it was all that filled their minds. And another eye for another eye, till everyone is blind. There were roses, roses. Tears of the people ran together. My song for you this evening, it's not to make you sad, nor for adding to the sorrows of our troubled northern land. But lately I've been thinking and it just won't leave my mind. Tell you of two friends one time who were both good friends of mine. Now I don't know where the moral is or where the song should end, but I wonder just how many wars are fought between good friends. And those who give the orders, they are not the ones to die. It's Scott and MacDonald and the likes of you. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. There were roses, roses, there were roses.
Well, thanks for listening to Shelter Gale this evening. Please stay tuned for Musica Mundi coming right up. And it's Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. We're listening to Joe Shannon and Johnny McGreevy and Jimmy Giblins. Bye-bye, y'all.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street as of April 1st, and open daily from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information by calling 303-444-1760. Thanks
for listening to KGNU. My name is Mariah. The show is Musica Mundi. Stay tuned for 2 hours of music from around the globe, including neo-traditional sounds from Egypt, Brazil, Bahrain, India, Cameroon, Colombia. Enjoy.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun I'm